What's the plan, Dom?
One last ride.
Furious 7 opens with Paul Walker trying to be a family man and Vin Diesel trying to restore the memory of his lover, Michelle Rodriguez. But all that changes when the villain Jason Statham shows up seeking revenge for his brother's death.
You don't know me.
You're about to.
Director James Wan combines body doubles and CGI to finish Walker's scenes, but you'll never know. Your eyes will be transfixed by the gloriously ridiculous action as cars drive through Abu Dhabi skyscrapers and parachute out of airplanes. The spectacle helps distract from the flaws. Statham is too omnipresent, The Rock lacks enough screen time, and the story drags from an overstuffed middle. Without Walker's death, it would be a forgettable movie, but with his death, it makes for a beautiful final 10 minutes. It's no four-star action sequel like The Dark Knight, which worked regardless of Heath Ledger's death, but fans of the franchise will most certainly tear up.
Most important thing in life will always be the people right here, right now.
I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Furious 7 a bittersweet 3 out of 4 stars.